We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
We got a couple of things to get to. Let me get to the Tiger Woods for a second. And really, I think it's great that he finally won. Too bad that it had to be on a football weekend rather than when golf was alone, you know, in July or August, where it would have been so much more dramatic. Everyone could have just zeroed in on that. I mean, you didn't have great football on late in the afternoon. So, and locally, we didn't have a New York game. You had the Cowboys losing. You had the Rams winning. You had the Bears trying to come back on Arizona. So you didn't have great football. So you could pay attention to that while you watch everything else. Here's my problem. My problem isn't with anything to do with Tiger. It has to do with the event and why that event is the worst place for that to happen. Now, still, Tiger winning, I want to say, to me, it's not complete till he comes back and wins a major, because Tiger defined himself by majors his whole career. So although it's great that he came back and won, and I think he overcame a lot to do it, and you can tell how many the fans are pulling for him now, which he's got to be very much, you know, he has to be very overjoyed about the fact that he's turned everybody around on him the way he has. And I think it's an accomplishment, no question. And a lot of people doubted he would ever even win again. But to me, Tiger built his whole career, just like Jack, on majors. So now the question is, has he shown you enough that he can win a major? That's the first thing I thought of when he won yesterday. Can he win a major? Can he win the Masters next year? And he's playing in every tournament, and he's playing well, and he'll play in a Ryder Cup this weekend. We'll do stuff on a Ryder Cup because the Ryder Cup is interesting. That FedEx event is that four-week event is the dumbest thing in the world. And yesterday, here's the perfect example. You only had a little drama because, amazingly, DeChambeau, who all he had to do was finish 15th, finished 18th. Anything that had to happen almost happened, where Tiger actually could have won because eight things had to happen, and they almost did. But instead of it just being about Tiger down the stretch, they had to show you Johnson. They had to show you everything Rose did, from every tee shot to everything. Go back to that convoluted board. Show you all the numbers. And, you know, Rose is a story while Tiger's a story. It just should have been about Tiger. It should have been his day winning a tournament. Instead, there's a tournament, but there's a bigger thing inside the tournament that has nothing to do with the tournament. It has to do with an overall year competition. So on top of it, we're more concerned. The biggest shot of the day yesterday wasn't a shot Tiger hit. It was a shot Rose hit after hitting a massive drive on 18 that he hit his second shot that almost went into the trap and bounced on top of the trap and went on the green, and he wound up two-putting for birdie and winning the $10 million. And then you have the thing that was so awkward. You had Tiger in this great scene of everybody following him, and then you have Rose celebrating. Then Tiger, and he's on his way to the green, and he's celebrating. And then you have two dual presentations where Tiger's getting this little club and Rose is getting this massive trophy, and Rose apologizing, sorry, I know no one wants to hear from me. I won the thing for the year. I'm number one. I win $10 million, and I apologize for being here. So how ridiculous did the whole thing look? You got dual winners. Instead of it all being about Tiger, you got Rose. Rose wins the whole big thing. He gets the big trophy. He's holding up the big trophy. Tiger's holding up a club. So you got dual presentations. The whole thing looked ridiculous. Because that thing makes no sense. And the only way you wound up with any drama is because DeChambeau, who only had to finish in the top 15, finished 18th. You can't have a competition where the last day, whoever's in the lead doesn't win. It doesn't work. So could you have imagined another week, even against football, where it's just Tiger, and Tiger's got to win the tournament, and Tiger's going to lift the trophy by himself, and he's going to be there by himself, and there's no Rose celebration, there's no Rose trophy, there's no Rose $10 million, there's no thanking Rose for and congratulating him for being the number one player in the world. None of that matters, and none of that's there. How much bigger would that event have been yesterday if they didn't have any of that? That was my point. Not that Tiger won. It was great that Tiger finally won. But it was in the backdrop of this ridiculous event, which they have to have because they need to do it that way. Because if they had a four-week elimination where you were eliminated if you played badly, they wouldn't have the good players the last week. And they can't play without their top players. So they can't eliminate them. So that's why you can win it from all these different ways, and you got to go there and see the numbers changing all the time, which no one understands. That's so silly. If he finishes second or tied for third or first or third or third, or he finishes sixth or he finishes fifth. Now, if he goes ahead of him second, if he finishes 18th, I mean, that's not a sporting event. It's ridiculous. That's why it's the dumbest event in the world. And the only thing that made it interesting was that Tiger actually won a leg of it that day. He didn't win anything. He didn't win the yearly thing. Rose did, but he won a leg. And he finally won a four-day competition. But if he had won any other event during the summer, it would have, or any standalone day, it would have been so much bigger. Now, their number wasn't bad. I actually thought it was pretty good. They did a five, which for golf, and that event is enormous. That event usually does a one. It did a five. But could you imagine if you had Tiger winning or coming back and winning in a major? It would have done a 10 or a 12. And imagine if it wasn't up against the NFL. So you had this moment, but unfortunately, you had Rose celebrating, which took away from the moment. Then you had the Rose trophy presentation, and then you had Rose apologizing for winning. I know no one wants me here today, but sorry, I won. Give me my $10 million and my trophy, and I'll leave quietly. Really, took a lot away from it, because it just was silly.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.